Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
To Cosmic Channels. I'm Braden, your host. This is your show, the Cosmic Call-In Show, where you can call in and tell your paranormal, ghost, spooky stories. If you got a story that you want to call tonight, 1-833-703-0424. I'm taking all calls. I want to hear them. Who's got that first call energy? Last week, we just had a spectacular show, start to finish. I mean, the lines were just absolutely popping off nonstop. It was, it really rejuvenated, lifted my spirits while doing the show. So I'd like to thank everyone that called last week for making it just an incredible show. Now, who's going to be that first caller? As we always say, the first caller is the most important caller because I also never know if the lines are working. So I need someone to call 1-833-703-0424. Just a couple big shout outs from the show that have been helping support this while we're waiting for that first call. We have Clayton. Clayton moved to the top supporter of Cosmic Channels. The guy is just donating week in, week out. So thank you, Clayton. Let's get right into the first call. Thank you. Cosmic Hello. Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Austin from Northern Michigan.
Right on, Austin. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not too much. I just wanted to call in. Been listening for quite a while. I have a bit of a story, I suppose.
Let's hear it.
Well, I guess, but first, before I do that, I'd like to address something that everybody seems to have kind of brushed over. No one needs to bring any, shine any light on it, I suppose, but I'd like to shine some light on it. There was, like, I think it was like 140. I don't know the exact number, but it was the Val Johnson episode. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. It's a long time ago.
A long time ago, there was a skit you guys did where you're going kind of back and forth. I believe you're Val, and they're kind of like saying shit to you over the radio. And at one point, Zell kind of jumps ahead and he's like, "Hey, man, you burned your eye somehow." And you're like, "Hey, that's a good guess. You know, I did burn my eyes. Like, that's like the all time, like, save. Like, I just love that. Every time I listen to it, I just die laughing. It's just hilarious."
I don't know what you're talking about because those are, I'm pretty sure we brought in real reenactments. Those are real audio files that we collected. So I don't know what this skit thing, no, they're always fun to do. We've got more lined up, coming up. So, that's an oldie. Oh, those ones are great though. I love all the old skits.
Yeah, but no one ever seemed to give you any credit for that save. So I wanted to make sure, everybody, we saw it and it was cool.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. There's tons of, you guys wouldn't even begin to guess how many saves go on behind the scenes when either ATT or this show is just about not to happen due to errors or something but hey, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate being seen.
Right on. But yeah, I don't want to hold it on too much here, so I'll get to the story I have. It's not much of a story. It's kind of a thing. It kind of combines two things, and I kind of will, I'll tell the story, then I'll come back and add some details after, I suppose.
Okay.
So like when I was 18 or so, a bunch of my friends and I, it was like just after high school, we had just taken a bunch of different kind of, you know, weed, something like light acid, stuff like that. Not a lot of heavy drugs, but kind of coming down from that. And it was like 4 in the morning. And I had just left my room and I went downstairs to the kitchen area to like get a snack. And in the kitchen, you can kind of like see down like this hallway. And it's not a very long hallway. And like 3 feet down the hallway, there's an office. And like that's where my mom's office was. And there was, it was, you know, 4 in the morning, so it's pitch black. But like I looked over there and I can see like a silhouette of somebody. And I look over and closer and it's like my mom standing there. And she's got like this really weird like a grin that's like kind of like a, like a, I gotcha kind of grin, but like a weird kind of really sinister looking kind of thing. Really spooky. So I started walking over to it and like it really changed, like the whole attitude, like, or not attitude, like energy like flips. And I'm like looking at like a gargoyle looking, crazy golem looking figure that's like grinning its teeth kind of now. I mean, I'm like, holy fuck, I kind of fall back and I just sprint back up to my room. And then I just kind of write out the rest of the night, just kind of what? Just, you know, wait till daylight and kind of, you know, hope I make it. And I did, and everything in life went on. And then never thought much of it, just other than it was kind of like a drug-induced kind of freaked out kind of movie. But
I mean, that's pretty, that's, I mean, that's just, just marijuana, like edibles?
No, no, like weed and then like, you know, some acid.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. That's making a little more sense though, because I was like, listen, I I've dabbled in marijuana. I've never like anything like that. But yeah, you know, mixed with those other kind of stuff, yeah, there's a possibility.
Right, yeah. So kind of just wrote it off, you know, whatever, life went on. And I listened to the show. I hear a lot of these stories of like these lingering ghouls that are kind of attached to like a Ouija board kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started, my wheels started turning in my head and I go, well, actually, fuck, like before all this happened, maybe like 5 years before that happened, my sister, and she's younger than me, a couple of her friends were kind of dicking around with the Ouija board and it spooked her real bad. And my mom took it away and hid it in her closet in that office. So I don't know if somehow there's like a demon that was attached to that board and then it was like, you know, within reach because I was, you know, delving into such a different kind of a mental state that it was kind of,
yeah, know, that's kind of creepy.
That's, yeah, really creepy.
That's, so it's kind of an interesting thought. Until
like, you know, like a month ago.
Yeah. I mean, that's a, it's an interesting thought. Like, yeah, cause you're definitely like, if you're taking something like acid, you're definitely, you know, on some different wavelengths and, you know, are you able to, you know, see past the veil, and if that thing's just kind of lingering around and it's been bothering you, like maybe you, maybe normally you wouldn't see it, but like just because of your state, you saw it's like it in the flesh kind of thing, so to speak.
Yeah,
that's creepy. What, anything else ever happened with that thing?
No, not really. I just, looking back now, I just wonder why it wasn't just thrown away. Like, why did she go, oh, this thing spooked you, but I guess we'll just hang on it for forever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of that?
And what, like, what exactly did it look like? Go through, like, how tall was it? Closed, like, what everything you remember?
It was like an identical thing of like my mom. Like, it was her. Like, it was, yeah. You know what I mean?
And then when it turned, that's when it like showed, like teeth. Like, what gave it away? What's?
Well, I guess it didn't really. It didn't have any figure that, or like facial figures at that point. Once it kind of changed, it was sort of just like a dark, like any presence that was just like overwhelming. And I like have never been so scared in my life.
Yeah. So you just felt, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Very terrifying. But hey, I made it out and you know, life went on, but
yeah,
I started, you know, passing it along cause it's kind of interesting. Maybe somebody else had a similar, undertaking with such a thing.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's part of, you know, this show is making connections, right? People, you know, maybe people have had similar experiences. It's an interesting one. I don't know if I've ever, so my question to you is, do you think it was your actual mom there that you just saw a presence over, or was that maybe not your mom at all?
No, it was definitely not her.
Not her. Okay. So then whatever it was,
you would have had to have appeared there. Cause like I had like walked past that area already and it was like 4 a.m.
So whatever it was, that's creepy.
What's that?
It's taking the shape of your mom, creepy. Right? Like, so that's, you know, I mean, that's weird. I'm not sure. I have to dig into my, I don't have Dan around to instantly tell me all the different ghosts that would do that. But, you know, definitely unsettling. Did you tell your mom the next day?
No, I would never tell my mom about it. She wouldn't, she knows about the weed and stuff, but she wouldn't really dig the acid, I don't think. So I'll keep that to myself for a while.
Yeah, no big deal.
Hope she doesn't listen, you know, maybe I just outed myself.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, there's a lot of Austins in Michigan. You can't be the only one. Plausible deniability.
All right, man, well, thanks.
Hey, thanks for being the first caller tonight. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right, take care of yourself.
All right, see ya.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think if we've seen throughout the history of the Cosby Channel too many stories of apparitions taking shapes of people, like people you know. Interesting. If you got a story like that, 1-833-703-0424. Call and tell the show. Like this person right here, this beauty right here. Let's bring him on. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Braden. It's Anna from Louisiana.
Hey, Anna. How's it going?
Man, it's going really good. How are you doing? Your baby is adorable.
Oh, thank you. Yes, he is quite cute. It's been a while since we've got to hang out when we did the Austin trip, but nice to hear from you.
Yeah, dude, that was a blast.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good time. We all almost got murdered.
Yeah, I'm glad I missed that, but we dipped out early because we're old.
Yeah,
but that was a blast. I was glad y'all came so close.
Yeah, good times.
Anyways, I wanted to run something by you to see if I'm just grasping at straws here, but I think the HARP machine, like the weather control device, is actually some alien tech that maybe aliens might be involved in, because there's been these convoys of UFOs heading in a V shape, flying V, like towards the Gulf.
Yeah.
Basically, every time we have a strange weather event in Louisiana.
I mean, just even to go into like the HARP facility and stuff. Like, if we're reverse engineering craft, like if that's what we're led to believe, is that, you know, the governments of this world, you know, each possess their own kind of crafts and stuff. It wouldn't be a stretch for like you to tell me, hey, we've kind of figured out that some of this tech on here can control the weather, and now we're fucking around with it. Like, that would it, I mean, why not?
It like, really seems like it, because like in 2020, like, this was barely even report, like, I hardly saw anything about Hurricane Laura, but Hurricane Laura totally destroyed like southwest Louisiana, and they reported it as a Category 4. It was way into Category 5 whenever it hit. And two nights, actually the night before the hurricane like formed and came onto land, me and my husband saw like huge, like the biggest convoy of UFOs that I've ever seen, like real, real high. We saw a couple of planes and satellites go under them. And like the next day, the sky just looked like, you know, shiny chemtrails all over the sky, and like Hurricane Laura hit that evening.
That's it's interesting that it's the precursor of the flights going in, because I would have to research to see, like, you know, I don't know, but it is weird that you're seeing these, and then it's like within, you know, I wonder if other people have noticed that or picked up on that.
Well, and that's why I wanted to call in, to see if you heard anything, any other stories like that, like before extreme weather events, you know, like seeing a convoy of UFOs and then the sky looking all weird.
Okay, so just for everyone, just so we can get a good picture for anyone else who's, you know, maybe in the area, maybe wants to corroborate that story or have seen something similar. Can you give me a detail of like what time are you seeing them? Is it at night? What are they looking like? And what, like you said, V formation, approximately how many? Like, I just looking for some details. So if we saw a video tomorrow, I'd be like, hey, I know who talked about that.
Yeah, so in 2020, before Hurricane Laura hit, it was at least, oh God, I'd have to say, like, I sat there and watched them for at least 20 minutes. So it had to be at least like 8,200. And they were flying in a V shape. And it was like they were all spaced out this exact like metric apart. And if one was lagging behind, you could kind of see them like do the little zip dart forward to close the gap.
Interesting.
That was another thing that made me think, like, definitely UFOs, because nothing else can close that amount of space in
that quickly.
The blink of an eye, you know,
to keep a uniform shape. But that also, to me, that also, like that's an interesting one, because like a lot of these times I think of, like, for some reason, automation and stuff of UFOs, and like I'm just such high tech, like, technology that we don't know about it, that like even seeing that like variation and change makes me think that, like, even in, you know, if these are UFOs and aliens, that like you still have like someone in the cockpit like manning these things, which is kind of a cool thought, which I usually don't think about.
Yeah. And they were doing the little dashboard, so it was pretty strange.
Now, what color? What color? Could you get a see on the color of them?
They were too high. I mean, they were they were so high, I couldn't get any kind of light. We saw some blinkies, but we couldn't really pick up a color.
Yeah. So just like a white, like just looking like a star.
Yeah, okay. Looks like a star unless you were paying attention. And the fact that there was like 100 of them in a perfect V, you know, with exact spaces between them was kind of a giveaway.
And then
the sky the next day was just like, it looked like that titanium aura shit that they, you know, used to spray crystals with.
Yeah.
Like, it just looks like that, you know, that chemical really, film.
Yeah, that real gray look. That thin, almost like that thin layer. I know what you're talking about. I've seen it too. Now, how long after seeing this did the hurricane hit?
So, it was the middle of the night that we saw the convoy, and then they announced that it was going to make landfall the next day, and then that evening, so like the following night.
So, basically 24
hours later.
Okay. See, and
I
now
mean, the hurricane came, it formed like basically out of nowhere. And it seems not only that, but they threw another hurricane at us right after that. So we had Hurricane Laura that was a 5, and then we had Hurricane Delta that
now
wasn't as bad. But I saw the chemtrails again before Hurricane Delta.
It's an interesting thought for me, because I'm thinking, I'm like, you know what, like, you know, perhaps there's a chance that this isn't even extraterrestrial. And if, like, you know, if the HAARP facility and stuff, if we're to believe that they have the abilities to manipulate the weather, you know, maybe it is a thing. And I'm going to actually give them either or. Maybe it's a thing where, like, they're going in there, you know, flying out and using HAARP technology or something like that to, you know, start this. Or maybe they're even going out there and say what could be a Category 5. They use the HAARP technology just to slow it down, and now it's a Category 3. I don't know what hit.
Well,
what
and
hit
not
landfall.
Only that, but it seems like they can move where the hurricane hit with the ionized whatever they're using to make chemtrails. It seems like it magnetizes the air, so they can almost like direct it towards a specific area that they dusted.
Someone in the chat, just because I always like to, if people have questions in the chat, I always try to shoot them. Zeno Carmi said an interesting point too. She said, "What's also interesting is some U.S. states have now banned chemtrails. So it's like, you know, it
so
is.
They at least acknowledge that they're real.
Yeah, exactly. It does move away from just them being like, no, that's not a thing. It's you know, if they're, but who knows? You know, maybe they're just doing that to appease voters. Like, if maybe it's not a thing, and they're going." Well, we'll ban it, because we can easily ban what's not real. So it's hard to say, but it does, in my eyes, give, you know, credence to that there might be doing something or have been doing something.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Well, and it was funny, because, like, my husband, I was outside, and he was staring at the sky. I was like, what's up? And he was like, you see the flying V?
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, shit, dude. They're about to throw another hurricane at us. So I'm waiting for like an extreme weather event.
Oh no. Well,
over here.
If anyone here listening is you know, out keeping those eyes in the skies, as you always should be, and you see a convoy of, you know, hundreds of little, you know, UFO or unidentified lights in some sort of formation, set your watch, right? And
24 hours, you're doomed.
Yeah, 24 hours and see let's see what happens. Let's see if anyone else has seen anything like this.
Yeah, and specifically towards the Gulf.
Yeah.
Like, we've been having some fighter jets doing a bunch of, exercises or something right near us that never happened. And there's been just a lot of activity going on, like, directed towards the Gulf.
Interesting.
So,
got to keep our eyes open for that. Anna, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, bro. Yeah.
Nice to see you, too. Hopefully we cross paths again in the future.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Interesting. I always love people's UFO sightings. I have seen on MUFON a couple looks of that. I can't even get a word in edgewise because those lines are hot. Well, lines take priority. Let's go right to the lines. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where you're calling from? Make sure to mute the live stream in the background there.
Oh, hi, mate. It's Keith from Down Under.
Woo, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's going good. How are you, mate?
Good, man.
Good. Just wanted to say you're a stupid idiot with a big butt. Your butt stinks, and you like to kiss your own butt.
Yeah, that's a good one there, Mr. Conspiracy. And you're banned from the show. Have a good night. Do you have a story you want to tell, or that was it? Why don't you tell a story? You got tons of ghost stories. Anyways, it's interesting. Interesting with UFO calls. We got tons of. I've seen tons of MUFON ones with the tiny, almost like they look like speck size UFOs in the sky and flying by. So it's always interesting. Had a couple people in the chat donating I wanted to get to. Hillbilly hitting us up with the $10 donation saying, this show is hotter than two rabbits in a wool sock. Yeah, it is, brother. Thank you for that. And then also, I always mess up this name, Illandrol, with the $20 donation. It says the same thing. This show is hotter than four rabbits in two wool socks. Oh, doubled up. I like it. You know, that's what this show survives on. This show survives on, your support, fan support, donations to the show, to help, pay the bills, keep the lights on, so to speak, keep the lines open. But we need a call. We need a call on the line. If you got a ghost story, paranormal story, UFO sighting, Sasquatch sighting, Mr. Conspiracy, you want to call back and actually tell a story instead of your stupid accent. Come on back. It's 1-833-703-0424. And I'll give it about a minute. And then if not, I've got another, written in story that I got someone special to read. So we'll go to that if the lines don't pop off, but I do have someone in the chat here asking for the number. It's 1-833-703-0424. Is the number. So if you got any kind of story, I want to hear it. Spooky story. You've seen some Sasquatch in the woods. You got a ghost story. You grew up in a haunted house. Listen, Cosmic Channelers want to know about it. So call in. All right. Well, while we're waiting for that call, I'm going to flip you over to a fan submission. And this one might take a while because the person I'm about to send it to struggles to read. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, my name is Andrew from ATT. Today I'm going to be reading some fan submissions for Cosmic Channels. The Haunting of Westridge. So let me start off by saying, hey, my name is Brittany. I recently discovered your podcast and I love it. I listen to a lot of other ones, but your guys' is the best. Well, thanks, Brittany. Appreciate the love. Right, so I've been told... So I've only told the story of the haunted house to my close friends. It's something that just still freaks me out to this day to think about. I lived in the house for 3 years, and it was hands down the worst 3 years of my life. Let it be known that my family, up till now, didn't believe in ghosts. My aunt and I were hugely into them, and I've played Ouija boards. It's your first mistake. I've seen shit my whole life. I've heard shit my whole life. But my parents are like, hey, it's all in your head, so fuck it. Who am I to argue? The only one who's ever believed me is my aunt. The summer before my 10th grade year, we had to move. My parents rented a house. The person who had owned it decided to stop paying the mortgage on it, so we had to get out fast. My parents looked at a few places, but most were too small. At this point, my mom, dad, brother, me, my aunt, uncle, and their four children. That's 10 people. About 8 too many for me. So I go with them one day, and they say they see a rent sign. We pull up to this older farmhouse, and like I said, I've seen stuff, I've heard stuff, and I just kind of have this sixth sense about me, I guess. So I'm like, nope, I'm not going in there. I get that. I've had that feeling many times in my life. My mom's like, come on, it's fine. I was like, hard pass. The very aura of the house just felt off. Like, have you ever been somewhere and you have a feeling in the back of your mind, this place had bad juju? Well, that was this place for me. My parents chalk it up to me being a teenager and not wanting to move. About 30 minutes later, they come out and say, yep, this is the place. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. The one place, I'm like, hey, maybe let's not. Fast forward, we moved in. The place is average size. It has a sunroom, kitchen, dining room, living room on the first floor. Then you go up a flight of steps, about 24 of them, and you have small hallways and four doors. Three are bedrooms and one is a bathroom. Naturally, my brother is older and he gets the bigger room, which we discover has a big door in it that leads to the attic. It's not good. It's your standard attic. Dusty, pretty big, not finished. Oh, I wonder, does it have those stairs that pop down out of the little entry? We discussed this in another case file. So naturally, we use it as storage. Oh, and there was a basement. The creepiest basement I have ever been in my whole life. Not finished, all concrete. It's like underground, obviously. I think most basements are. But there are two doorways in it. One has a wood ceiling. You could see through parts of the wood, and there is a concrete stairs that probably go straight to the pit of hell. That makes sense. That tracks. And the other door just leads to nothing. It's like a small cubby space that goes a foot in, and it's all concrete. The rest of the basement is dimly lit and covered in spider webs. What do you mean, a fucking door to nowhere? Like, ooh. I mean, for your sake, I hope that door goes to fucking Narnia. Night one. This place has no central air, so we need to put units in all the windows. It's hotter than hell outside. It's like late June, almost July at this point. So we throw an AC unit in the living room, and me and my cousins are going to sleep there. We had been moving all day, so it didn't take long for us to fall asleep. Well, I wake up around 3 a.m. It's always 3 a.m. The TV's on. There is a light on in the kitchen. The one that hangs over the stove, and I'm like, cool, we're fine. My cousins are scattered across the ground, and I'm on the couch. I'm pretty much just waiting to fall back asleep, but for some reason, my eyes keep drifting to the kitchen. I feel really uneasy, but I try to brush it off. Up until our pantry closet door opens so slowly. At this point, I'm frozen. I feel that icy cold fear rushing all over me, so I wake my cousins up. I'm like, hey, is that door open? She's like, yep. I said, well, it just opened by itself. I watched it with my own two eyes. She's still waking up, so she's kind of like, what? And then it starts closing slowly, to which we were both sort of like, holy fuck. And I said, on the count of one, we run... Okay, let's try that again. And then it starts closing slowly, to which we were both like, holy fuck. And I said, on the count of three, we run for me room. For my room. Pirate, Brittany? For my room. One, two, and I ran. Because if the demon of spawn is going to get someone, it ain't going to be me. I get that. I appreciate that. I left her. I'm not sorry. We make it to my room, and it's hot, even for being at nighttime. At this point, I open all the windows and I say, we have two options. We go back down there and try to sleep, which for me was a big old nope, or we stay up here, block the door, and hopefully don't die from heat stroke. We chose heat stroke. The next day, my cousin comes up to me and is like, "Why did you guys sleep upstairs?" So I tell her. She got really offended that we left her down there with a demon, but we all laughed it off. I'll pretty much stop here, and if you're interested in the rest, let me know. Throughout the 3 years, things got worse. It started with doors, then there was whispers, feeling like you're being watched. Seeing full body apparitions, recording and hearing little girls I would see all the time.
Ooh.
Things would fly off the counter, and then there is the day I went to the basement. And to this day, I can't even comprehend what actually happened. The house was for sure haunted, but I can't help but wonder if it was as cheesy as it sounds, and do I hate saying it, a portal for demons. I also have a story about an abandoned house that me and my mom went to, where I felt so creeped out. We started hearing someone whistling. I went downstairs to see if someone had come. I started calling for my mom, but she wouldn't answer. So, after a few minutes, I went upstairs, and she had been calling me the whole time too. But neither of us heard each other. The place later came back to haunt me. Anyways, I'd love to dive deeper into my stories if you're interested. But obviously typing all of it takes a few hours. And I don't want to type it all and not have you interested. Thanks, Brittany. Well, first of all, Brittany, it's fucking terrifying. We're extremely interested. But we need the stories about these full body apparitions and all this other shit that you, like, you just touch on the craziest parts. We need though. That's the stuff we're here for. That's the stuff we need. So you either, you know, here's your opportunity. Cause you know what? You can call in. I mean, but if you're a little bit too chicken, you know, you seem like you've been through some shit though. You seem like you're tough. If you can live through this kind of stuff, you can definitely handle calling into the live show and giving your stories on air. But if you are too chicken, and anybody else listen to this, if you're too chicken, you know, don't want to do it, you can always email us at cosmicchannels@gmail.com. And just tag it.
It's actually cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, fucking motherfucker. So what do I got to do then? Redo it?
No, just leave. I'll leave this in as well.
So it's cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, send your fan submissions. But I'm telling you, this is your time to shine, to be famous, to get on the air and, you know, tell your story to like the tens of people who listen. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
And just like that, listen, if you got a story that, you know, you're too nervous to call, like Andrew said, and you want it on Cosmic Channels, you can just send the story into cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com, and you will never know who's going to read it. But, you know, we had a caller. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to bring Sammy. Sammy's on the line.
Hey, guys.
Sammy, where are you calling from? You told me, but I instantly forgot. It's Washington. I knew when you said the city, I'll never remember this.
No, it's all right. Yakima's not that important.
Yakima? No, it's important. I just couldn't remember. I was like, Yakima. Instantly, in one ear, out the other. Thank you for calling. What do you got for us tonight?
Yeah, so my story today is going to be about aliens. So kind of like a little, so I've been seeing aliens since I was about 6 or 7 years old. I have about like 100 stories, but I just want to tell this one because this one is like the most craziest fucked up one.
Yeah, okay.
And whenever I tell people like the story, then I don't know if they think I'm crazy or whatever, but it's either I'm crazy or it's a coincidence or it's fucking real. Anyways, so my daughter, so she will be 7 in January. So when I was pregnant with her, I think I was about like 8 or 9 months pregnant. So I had all of like the whole ultrasounds, like the whole amniotesis test, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And everything was fine. Like my baby was good. She was like all healthy and whatever. And so we never had any chromosomal differences like in any of like our families, like in like my family or his family.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, so when I was like 9 months pregnant, I was at home, then I was alone, then I was like watching TV on my couch. And then, so I was there with like my big German Shepherd, Bruce. And then, so I would say it was maybe like 9, 10 o'clock. So while I'm watching TV, while I'm also playing on my Switch and whatever. But, so then all of a sudden, like, it's really weird. So whenever, like, I see aliens, everything goes quiet. Kind of like on, like, that movie called Dead Silence, like, where everything kind of goes quiet and then something fucking scary happens.
Yeah, like, no ambient noise, no nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, like, the only thing is that, so I don't catch it because it happens so fast. So then I'm just like, oh, like, maybe, like, my TV's not working or my phone, my Switch or whatever. So all of a sudden, like, everything just went quiet. Then I remember, like, that was kind of floating up in, like, the air, maybe about a foot or two off the ground. Then I remember seeing this gray, like, floating above me, because, like, at that point, I was somehow, like, in, like, a laying down position, but I was still, like, off the ground. And then so I remember seeing this gray alien, like, floating above me. And then it's weird, because I remember seeing, like, the big head, you know, and then, like, the super black eyes, you know. But they weren't, like, really, really big, you know, that they're probably about the size of our eye sockets.
Okay.
And then I remember him being mad, because I remember seeing, like, the little wrinkles, like, on his little, like, eyebrows, you know, like, when you make, like, a frown or something.
Yeah, okay.
And then I don't know why he talked to me. He was pretty much pissed that I was pregnant. Then all of a sudden, this like long needle, I would say maybe about like 9-10 inches long. So it was just floating like right above me. Then this fucking needle goes and pokes my stomach. And then me, I'm like paralyzed, like still can't move, can't talk, can't do nothing. And then this little blood drop floats away from me. And then all of a sudden, I'm back to normal. Everything's fine. So I'm checking my stomach. Everything's good. So then when I have my daughter, everything's all fine and dandy, whatever. But, like, all of a sudden, like, there were just so much problems, like, with her. Like, that she couldn't eat. She had, like, a low immune system. And then turns out, like, 3-4 months later, like, so after I had her, well, then we had to do, like, some tests because she was just, like, kind of struggling, like, in life, you know? Turns out that my daughter has DeGeorge syndrome. And what that pretty much means is that you're missing a chromosome. And, like, both doctors, so I had one of, like, the best gynecologists, like, in the state pretty much. And she was like, Sammy, I've seen the test. I've seen the ultrasounds. We've done, like, the test. I don't know how this happened.
Like, so how it didn't get noticed beforehand.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if, like, the alien took, like, that blood drop, if they ended up taking a part of her chromosome. And now she has DeGeorge syndrome and whatnot. I have no idea.
Now, interesting. And that this is not the first time you. So is this the first? This not the first time you've seen this gray alien? Because you said you've seen aliens. Like, is it recognizable? Like, is it the same alien you always see?
So him, I would probably say I've probably seen him about a good 10-15 times.
10-15 times throughout your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting to me because, you know, we've done shows and, you know, looked into tons of cases where it's like seemingly one person and then their family will be kind of just monitored almost, right, for life, right? So it's interesting that you know, this has been happening to you now this you have something that's affected your daughter, because we've heard stories of, you know, moms and parents being abductees and then, you know, kids when they grow up start having experiences as well. So I've always kind of been fascinated by that because I'm like, is it a coincidence or is it that, you know, if this is some sort of science-based observation, are they picking you and then coming back to you every time because you're just like, you're their baseline, like they're like, oh, we're going to track this person, kind of like how we tag we tag an animal out in the woods and we'll go back and, you know, check on it, right? It's interesting.
Yeah, well then, so actually, my grandpa, my mom's dad, when he was still alive, we were having a barbecue one time outside of his house on like a summer night, and then it was just beautiful outside. Well, I had never told no one except for my mom about about me seeing aliens. So one day I brought it up and my grandpa said, oh, so you're one of them. And I was like, what do you mean? And then my grandpa like was telling me like the yeah, like that. So apparently my grandpa's dad had started seeing aliens. And then my grandpa's dad told my grandpa that for some reason, like that they like our bloodline. So my grandpa had seen them, my mom, two of my uncles, and then about three of my cousins, including myself.
That's interesting, because we've always said, you know, we've kind of theorized back and forth of like, if these things can traverse space and time, and, you know, time doesn't work for them like it works for us, you know, maybe all these visitations over the course of your life is a span of like a day of work for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just they're popping in and out at different times of your life to, you know, do scientific research, right? So, but as for you getting it's just interesting that it was mad that you were pregnant.
Yeah, well, because I remember like when I was younger and stuff, then so I would always see that one specifically, and then there was this other one that I would see too, but he was so nice. Because I remember like that, so he was the first one that I had ever seen like when I was 6 or 7 years old. But he was like kind of tallish, but kind of like muscular, but he was like a greenish gray color, and he was fucking ugly. Like he had like the weird like fucked up like teeth, kind of like a drake, but he was nice though. So I don't know if he was a drake or not, but he was always so nice to me. So I don't know if this gray was pissed off. I don't know, but I mean, I just kind of know like, that they were always watching me, you know, always just checking up on me. So maybe I wasn't ever supposed to get pregnant or something like that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we could get crazy and, you know, say all like, you know, we've heard stories of hybridization plans and stuff like that. Like maybe they come down, they're like, damn it, we had you. You were supposed to carry a hybrid. What are you doing? Right.
Right.
You're not even married. I'm just kidding. But it's an interesting thing that you like, because you don't sound too fearful of these events. Now, maybe I'm reading the story, but it doesn't sound like it's not like most of them aren't terrifying events. So it doesn't sound like they're, you know, aggressive or, you know, it does kind of seem from your stories like it's just observing and coming back and checking in.
Yeah. And then, like, it's kind of weird because, so kind of speaking of checking in, like, my daughter, so then she'll be, like, so then she's 6 right now. But, so, with her, like, syndrome, so she's kind of, so then she's deaf.
Yeah.
And then, so when I had brought that up, so she had told me one time when she was about, like, 3 or 4 years old, like, that she would see these little gray kids talking to her at night. And then I'm like, what do you mean, baby? And then she was just like, yeah, but they're nice to me. Like, they always talk to me, like, whenever I'm playing in, like, my room. And I'm like, you're, like, in your room. So I don't want to freak her out. So then I'm like, well, are they nice to you? Like, do they hurt you? And then she's like, no, they always talk to me. So then I had brought that up to one of my uncles, the one, like, that's also part of, like, our bloodline or whatever. And then he kind of said something, and he just said, well, it makes sense. Because if they did mess with her, like the when they took away that blood drop, it makes sense as to like why she's deaf. And I was like, why? And then he said, because you don't have to hear to talk to them because they talk to you to like your mind.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, motherfucker. And then I'm like, I'm just kind of like upset because so then she does kind of tell me like every now and then like that she sees these little gray kids and stuff. But it just makes you mad because I'm like, you know what? Like, mess with me, pull my ass. I don't give a shit. But don't be messing with my fucking kid.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's terrifying for numerous reasons. But yeah, messing with the kids is never a good thing. But it's still wild to me that you're. Like your whole family has seen it. It just kind of makes me think that they kind of like tag humans, like same thing. Like we kind of tag animals, they tag certain humans and they study like, why not? It would make sense. Like they would study a family line, like going through, you know, the years and generations if that's what they're doing. So, I mean, to me, it sounds like the you floating while you're pregnant sounds terrifying. That's, you know, definitely extra freaky. I don't know what was going on that time, but thank you so much for calling in and sharing that story. I know you got more and we're gonna want more, but let's save it for another week. You can call back in, tell us some other ones. Maybe I'd love to hear the first time you started having these experiences, so maybe we can save that for next time.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Brayden,
thank you, Sammy, and hopefully you and your daughter don't have too many more visits.
I hope so, but doubt it.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye. You guys too. Goodbye.
Oh, it's terrifying, man. Ugh. Just like, the thing is like, you know, you living through those experiences as an, like, as a kid and then as an adult is one thing. But then, you know, if that's been happening to you and then you have a kid, I'm just thinking, I couldn't imagine if then my kids started saying they had the same experiences, because you almost feel powerless. So you're like, well, I couldn't do anything going through. So like, how can I, you know, protect my kid? Terrifying. Terrifying. Hopefully they're just observing and, you know, nothing more than that. But the lines, just like that, lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. If you got a story you want to call in, the lines are open. I wanted to say, so yeah, we have tons of people supporting the show. What we're saving up for is right now we're saving up for, you know, little social media manager profiles on Vista Social. So make it easier to print or ship off social media clips and stuff everywhere in one click. It's a couple $100. And I've been thinking about bringing back a fan favorite. I don't know. We'll talk about it in the shareholders meeting after the show. But maybe bringing back What's in the Box. I've kind of got an idea of how I would do it if we want to bring it back, but we can discuss that afterwards. I'm hoping to get one or two more calls. So if you're sitting there humming and hawing and you want to come share your story, 1-833-703-0424. Or if you want to support the show and you're like, how can I support the show? PayPal QR code is right there. If you're watching on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, I know Facebook's not working right now. I don't know why it's off and on. Or just paypal.me/cosmicchannels is the best way. Or you can hit us that donation right in the super chat. Goes right to the little work bar there. We did have a couple people do the best way already. And one of them is Rodolfo. He definitely wants he's coming back for his top spot, Clayton. He gave a nice big old $40 donation via PayPal. Thank you, Rodolfo. Definitely, like, this is everything that we raise here goes back into the show. So I'm just trying to grow the show as much as I can. So every dime we bring in, put right back into it. So the other thing I wanted to talk about here, before we go to another fan store, I have one more fan read submission that I can show you guys tonight. Easy way to help the show. If you're looking for a financial free way to help the show, it's really easy. Download the show on Apple or Spotify. Hit the show with a 5-star review. Like and share a post of Cosmic Channels and tell your friends. Because the only way we can keep the show going is if we keep getting callers and we keep having more listeners wanting to call in with their stories. So tell your friends. Your friend's got a story, and you know. You know they're just sitting on it. I want to hear it. So unless anyone's going to call, I got another fan read submission here. So let's send it over to Dan right now.
Hey guys, this is Andrew from ATT, and I'm going to be reading a fan submission from Cosmic Channels.
Never mind, Andrew.
Okay guys, this all goes back to when I was 15. My first encounter seemed to be smoke and mirrors. What I mean is, I couldn't chalk it up to being aliens. Yet. One Saturday night, I was watching TV with my grandfather. He was the only one with me. As we were watching TV, we noticed that our dog was barking. He was an outdoor dog, so we had to go out in order to feed him and take care of him. He was acting up around the same time we usually feed him, so we figured we would go out and feed him. So I grabbed my flashlight, my grandfather grabbed the dog food, and just as we were about to head out, that's when the power went out. As the power went out, the phone started ringing. I picked up the phone, and there was no real words to describe the sounds I heard on the phone. It was a metallic sound mixed with language that I had never heard before, and I was freaking out. But I knew I had to guide my grandfather with all the predators as we live in the deep backwoods. Coming back from feeding my dog, my eyes began to adjust to the darkness. As I stepped towards the basement, I glanced to my left. Just near the trees, I kind of see a tall figure. And as soon as I saw this figure, it quickly took off. I came inside and went through a mental recap, trying to digest what I had witnessed, as if I suspected my mind was playing tricks on me. My face and body held still while I entered, and I made an attempt slowly to adjust my mind and body. Then I appeared out in the exact same location again, and whatever it was gone. The power was out for the whole night, so we had slept. The following day, my uncle had come back from his trip from Anchorage in Alaska, where he had stayed with my cousins. It wasn't until the following week that I had talked about it with him. Not because I told him what had happened. He was told by my grandfather. In fact, the only reason my uncle spoke to me about this is because he witnessed the same thing, only outside his bathroom on the second floor. He claimed he had seen a figure peering a near 150 yards away from the shed. He was a tall, black figure, the shed being 11 foot tall, and he was a similar size. After 2 minutes of watching this thing watch him, it walked casually into our neighbor's yard. We agreed we would search the area to see if we could come up with any possible evidence to put plausible theory to what we saw. We brought up the concept of aliens with my uncle, but he seemed hesitant to actually say that he felt that's what it was. So searching around was more for him than it was for me. I was a little more cautious because I grew up watching so much sci-fi. As we continued our search into the yard, we noticed a large patch of grass pressed down into a perfect circle. We knew then we were being spied on. The only thing that we thought would help is going out shooting targets to let whatever or whoever know we weren't going to be easy to pick off. After blasting a large amount of ammunition over the period of a week, we stopped having problems for about 3 months. And then started seeing the lights, and then they started to visit us inside our...
What?
And then I started seeing the lights, and then they started to visit us inside our house. How do you end the story after they visit you inside your house? Like, what? From MA. That story's fucking wild. We stopped having problems for about 3 months, and then I started seeing the lights. And then they started to visit us inside our house. Yeah. Okay, listen, buddy. MA, we need more to this. I need more. So obviously there's like, is this to be continued? Because I don't see to be continued. It's fucking wild. Calling in during the live show is the way to go. It's your chance to, get a little spotlight and shine and, take your moments. Your moment. It's your moment to shine. So do it. Call. But if you don't want to, if you're a little chicken, you know, or maybe you just don't like the sound of your voice. I get it. I hate the sound of my own voice. You can always email your fan submissions. But the problem is you don't know who's going to be reading your stories. You're going to have me, old peanut butter mouth, butchering your story like I just did. Right? So if that's the case and you want to take the risk, you can always email us at cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com.
Just like Andrew said there, if you want your story read on the air, you can send it in to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. I'm working on getting some other people to read stuff. So, you know, maybe there'll be more surprises. So if you want to send a story in written, I'm going to try to reach out and get some other people to read them. So, but while we were listening to that call, we have a caller online. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, man? My name's Alden. I'm from Utah, fucking born and raised. Been here for a fat minute, so.
What's going on, Alden? We were talking a little bit before. He was, he is a big fan, longtime fan of the show, Alien Theorist and Cosmic Channel. So, and he's a first time caller tonight. What do you got for us tonight?
All right, man. Well, fucking, it's super mundane, honestly, in the setting of it. But because of that, it was pretty fucking like disreality setting in. So, fucking, like I mentioned earlier, at that place where I was doing construction, or not construction, but wood shop work alone completely for 8 hours a day, It's in this place out in Utah called Far West. So it's just this industrial setting, nothing but like some trailers and then just metal fabrication warehouses for a fat minute. And so I'm leaving the warehouse. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a summer day. So it's super bright outside, sun's still up. And I'm heading south, right? And the way my area is set up is there's mountains on my left, pretty close, right, if I'm facing south. And then it's just flat all the way out for like 50 miles until it's just the horizon, you know?
Yeah, big sky.
And so I'm driving on this highway. Sorry?
Big sky.
Yeah, big sky. Exactly. Big sky. And so I'm driving south. And it's just me on this highway, some roads ahead of me with cars and shit. And I see this tiny little silver blip out in the distance, you know? And I've been, you know, obviously watching you guys. And so keep your eyes on the sky. And I'm fucking looking and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And from my perspective, it was like 30 miles out. It was way out there, you know? And just this little blip. And in the span of like 15 seconds, it goes from this blip to bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And suddenly it's like 2 miles away from me to like the east, right? Mm-hmm. It's about 2,500 feet in the air. And I'm looking at this thing and it's like this like peanut shaped silver object just hanging up in the sky, just over what would be like 12th Street Ogden where I'm at. And it's just sitting up there, man. And I'm driving. I look at it. I'm like, what the fuck? I look back at the road because I'm obviously driving. I look back at it, tracking it, look back at the road, look back at it, back at the road. And then I look back and it's completely gone.
That's interesting. It's like, so like metallic, like definitely like that shiny silver metallic. Is that what we're talking about here?
Oh, straight up silver metallic. Yeah. And like from my best guess on size, it was like, if you could imagine like 4 school buses.
Yeah.
Like on top of each other.
That's how big each, you know, kind of so side not, of the peanut
not
was.
All 4 on top of each other, but like a cube, you know? So like one's next to each other, one's on top of it. And you done that.
Yeah.
Totally. And like, so it wasn't a cube. It was like oblong peanut shaped, you know, kind of like a, you ever see the bean out in New York?
Sorry, what? The being?
The bean. Yeah. It's an art installation.
The bean.
Man.
Yes. You know yeah. 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 No, yes. Yes. The bean. Yes. Sorry. I thought totally. You said the being, yeah. The bean. Yes. I do know.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So like, imagine the bean just in the fucking sky 1 second. And then the next second it's gone.
Well, Alden, I'll tell you, it really piques my interest because as, you know, as I've humbly bragged nonstop, I watch more UFO videos than anyone on Earth and read more UFO reports than anyone on Earth. That's self-proclaimed. I don't know. It might not even be close, but I read a lot. I have read a ton of reports that describe very similar to what you see, but I've never seen I've never seen a picture attached to these reports or a video. It's just talks about like some people talk about like an oblong silver shape, 2 spheres put together with a tube. I have seen peanut. So I've seen a sponge. People describe it as a spot, like a giant silver sponge in the sky. So as soon as you started saying silver peanut, I was like, man, this is I've read lots of reports about people seeing this very similar thing, but I've never been able to, you know, because sometimes you'll see someone has like a side picture of something or a blurry photo. There's been nothing of this thing. It's all written reports, which is very fascinating.
And I would have taken all the pictures I could have, but driving, nothing could have been done. And I felt absolutely cock-blocked in my ability to gather evidence because like it was in the middle of the day. Middle of the day, sun shining, and I hope I wasn't the only one seeing it. This was in 2020, just before the pandemic was hitting out. 2019 actually. It's 2019 and July. So if anyone Utah-based saw something like that summer, I hope you know that someone saw it too.
Well, and I mean, I think a lot of people always, you know, even me, I'm like, where was your phone? But it's like people forget that when you see something spectacular or you see something startling, pulling out your phone is a lot of times your last, like the last thought that goes through your head.
Right? Oh yeah. Like, not to mention, you know, if you were in a large metropolitan area and there's 10-foot shadow people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Well, that one's a little crazy. That one's still crazy to me. I'm still, you know,
it's pretty crazy. Oh yeah.
I would say to me, if there wasn't a video that showed about 1,000 cop cars lined up, I would say, oh yeah, yeah, nothing probably happened. It's the fact that
nothing,
that kind of police response for what it is, and that, you know, then you have all these conflicting reports. You have people coming out and they said they saw shadows, they saw 10-foot figures, people were shooting guns. You know, you have some officers saying they saw something on TikTok, then you have some saying there was nothing. I'm like, man, what was happening there? I have no idea, but it's wild.
Well, you know, that whole, like, you know, the Project Bluebeam, some talk about it's like, it's a
hologram,
dip a toe in the water of the psyops, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what some people are saying is this one is it's a psyop, and it's like, you know, it's just interesting. The police were like, the police responded. I get it. You know, it's, some people in the last live when we were talking about it said, like, if only they'd respond like that to school shootings. and I mean, it's a dark thing, but it's like, yeah, you're like, that is a crazy, there was a crazy amount of cops at that mall. And I mean, that's kind of the response you want for everything, but it is something's weird with going on with that one. So we'll wait and see. Cause I think the official report is, you know, kids with sticks, bunch of teens fighting with sticks. And I'm like, it's quite the call out. So.
Yeah, no fucking joke. And even in my small area, it's like, you know, 6 cops cars will come out to like a shoplifting spree situation, you know? And so like that, you know, that's Midwest bullshit. You know what I mean? We don't have anything happening out here. Yeah, and so like, but that's like a real metropolitan city.
Yeah. It's interesting. And Alden, as I promised, Alden asked me about my catio experience. I usually frame them with 2x4s, and then I go to like, what I do is, if you have bigger cats, you can get away with using like cattle fence that I usually buy off marketplace. Or if you want to get really fancy, you can go to your local like farm and game shop and you buy like the chicken coop fencing, and it comes really flat and you can make it look really nice with that stuff.
So I've heard, so I've seen. I bet your stuff is gorgeous.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
Dude, thanks for picking up. Thanks for taking it.
Take care.
Hey, peace.
And listen, I got to see, I want more of these peanut calls. If you've seen the peanut, if you've seen the silver peanut, you've seen the sponge-like thing, you've seen something that's similar to what Alden's seen, Colin, I want to know, because I've read a handful of these reports, enough that it stuck in my mind when he started talking. I was like, he's talking about the same thing that I've read. I'll take one more call. You got to call quick though, if you want to be the last call, or else we'll leave it at that. I'll give 1 minute here. If anyone wants to be the last call of the night, 1-833-703-0424, or we're going to shut the lines down and head on over to the shareholders meeting that we have on YouTube and Twitch. So if you're not following, if you're listening on Instagram, go to YouTube Cosmic Channels, YouTube Alien Theorists, or Twitch Cosmic Channels and find us there. All right. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're wrapping up. The lines are now closed. Thank you, everyone who's supporting the show. You know what? Before we go, I always forget to do this at the end of the show, and I'm not going to today. I forgot to check if there's any last minute donations before we head out. There is... not perfect. Okay. Thank you everyone for supporting the show. Thank you everyone who called in today. We cannot do this show without you. This is in fact the fan show. I'm just here hosting it, and we'll see you next Thursday on Cosmic Channels. The lines are now closed.